To a different sport, this time cycling, and we're joined by James Harkin. Good afternoon, James.
Evening, Kenny.
James, Errigal Cycling Club are having their fourth Errigal International Youth Tour starting next week, another big event.
Yeah, it's an event that has just blossomed in the last 4 years. We're looking now at an entry of almost 230 riders, up from 180 riders in the first year, so it's going well and it's looking like being another bumper weekend for us.
That's great, and there's a lot of organising getting these people here and getting them facilities to stay in, I suppose, and things, but that's probably not your end of things, but getting them on the track or getting them out on the roads is the main thing.
Yeah, well, we try to organise the entire race, and we do provide, I suppose, what most clubs wouldn't do, we do provide, you know, accommodation lists, and we try and work with the accommodation providers and the locality to try and get accommodation relatively local, relatively close to the stages and to the events for all those coming. Like, they're coming from as far away as South Africa, probably even slight language barriers with people, so we'll do our best to get them all accommodated as close as we can to the stage as to where the races are taking place over the weekend.
It's a competitive race, but it's done, I see, as a youth tour. It's a festival of competitive cycling.
Yeah, the word tour seems to disappear as soon as they get to the start line, but It is racing, and it's hard racing. It's as tough a racing as any underage cyclist will do anywhere in the country.
And what age groups are we looking at?
We have three races, under 12s, under 14s and under 16s. At the minute we're looking, the entries are officially closed, but the Irish, being notoriously late, are still coming with entries, are looking to get into the race. But we have 65 in each of the under 12 and under 14 races, with just under 100 in the under 16 race, mixture of boys and girls.
And it's getting underway on Saturday, the first day. Is there a start time running for that?
Yes, stage one on Saturday starts off in Churchill around 1 o'clock. And the under 12s off at 1 o'clock, with the under 14s and the under 16 races will follow when that finishes. But we just can't give definite time for those two. But we're hoping to have that all wrapped up around about 5 o'clock on Saturday.
And then continuing through Sunday and Monday?
Sunday morning is a time trial. It's an individual time trial. Riders off at 1 minute intervals. We have a new route for this year's time trial. We're starting at Larkin's Bar in New Mills, taking up 3.5 kilometres up to Fox Hall. That's starting at 9 on Sunday morning and should take us up to around about 1 o'clock. And we've a bit of a break then, allow the officials and ourselves to get a bite to eat and catch our breath and get some results out. And we go with the third stage again from Churchill at 3 o'clock on Sunday, and should hopefully be wrapped up around 7 o'clock Sunday evening.
And the whole thing wraps up on Monday?
Aye, Monday stage in Letterkenny is a real spectator stage. It's a real spectacular event. The criterium, or the crit as they call them, it's a lapped race. We'll be on the lower side of the McDonald's loop down by JJ Reid's and round by the Radisson Hotel on the inner lane of traffic there. And the whole idea of a criterium is that any lap riders get pulled from the race. So it's real hell for leather stuff, and it's all guns blazing for the 2.5 hours.
Exciting. At what time do you say that? What time is that?
That race actually starting at 9:30. We're hoping to finish there before 12 o'clock.
Oh, that'll be great. You're hoping for a crowd of people out to watch, I suppose.
We're hoping for a crowd of people to come and watch, and I suppose when I have the chance now, we're hoping for a crowd of people to come and help us, because with children's racing, priority is safety and priority is getting them all around the course and back home to their mothers and fathers in one piece. So we're, I suppose, appealing to anybody in the sporting world and the cycling world particularly who's available on any of the three stages, any of the four stages, to give us a shout, and we'll get a corner for them to stand at or a car for them to drive over the weekend, just to, like I say, make it safer for everybody involved.
And how can they get in touch? Or have you Facebook?
There's an Errigal Cycling Facebook page, and all the information on the youth tour is on the Facebook page.
That's brilliant. And everything getting underway on Saturday morning, continue through until Monday dinner time.
Yeah, Saturday morning till Monday dinner time.
That's great, James. Thanks for coming on, and best luck.
If I could, just one last wee thing. The stage one and stage three are both in Churchill Village, and we're going to have an information evening in Churchill on Wednesday evening in McLaughlin's Bar at 8 o'clock. If anybody wants to come and ask you any questions or give us any opinions on last year's or other events, then we'll try and accommodate anybody who has any concerns or any queries, just to, like I say, keep everybody, the locals, happy as well as everybody who's using the roads.
That's brilliant, James. Thanks very much for that, and the best luck with that event starting next week.
Thanks, Kenny.